Congratulations to the 2020 Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs. My boy, my homeboy went out there and did the thing, man. How you feel?
First of all, I want to say Patrick, my homeboy, is the greatest quarterback of all time. I believe that boy from start to finish. I believed in him. I told y'all he was a Hall of Famer all the way.
You ain't shit.
What you mean?
He was talking shit in the second quarter about what they need to do. They
It was our role. We switched the game plan up and we won this
Who
thing.
Who did you have winning before this game?
I had Kansas City defense losing before this game. And I'm going to tell you.
What was the score that you chose before this game?
I can't recall those numbers exactly.
I remember I heard some rumbling of San Francisco.
I had San Francisco offense beating Kansas City defense, but I had, you know, Kansas City offense beating San Francisco defense.
Say that one more time. I didn't catch that. I don't think anybody caught that.
Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback of all time. This is what I've been trying to tell y'all from the get-go. That young guy got that Mamba mentality. He's a winner. I like his confidence. I like the way he step out of getting tackles. I don't like his walk. His walk is terrible. But the way he step out of tackles are nice. I just like this guy's focus and his mentality. I think he's one of the greatest quarterbacks we've ever seen in history.
We have now witnessed one of the greatest bullshitting moments in the history. The NFL,
what?
And America.
What?
If you listen to the last, I think, was it the first podcast or the second episode?
What podcast? What podcast?
This one. Yeah, this, the one we're doing right
Come
now.
Come on, the Black Market podcast?
Yeah, us, them guys.
You don't
want
to listen to them old episodes. Boy, if you listen to them before, you don't want to listen to them again. Them things about an hour.
What the fuck are you doing?
You listen to them before, don't listen to them again. I'm going to tell you what you need to listen to. Listen to me right now. I told y'all, Patrick, my homeboy, is a good quarterback. That's my quarterback. That's my quarterback.
You got a Joker shirt on right now, don't you?
I got on a Batman
shirt.
Oh,
okay. You should have a Joker one on.
Justice would
prevail. You ain't shit. You lying and cheating and stealing right now, goddamn it.
Oh, what I'm stealing? What I'm stealing about a quarterback?
You're stealing the truth.
The truth? From who?
Tell the truth.
Now, I'll tell you this. Daron predicted Kansas City to win. And I naturally predicted Kansas City defense not to do well. But they didn't do good in the first half like I predicted. And they stepped up in the second half.
They're the comeback kids, man. They never do good in the first half. They don't.
And I said that. I said they weren't going
to
do good. But the problem is.
You said.
What I said?
You said the 49ers is going to win.
I said Andy Reid ain't a good head coach. He should be an offensive coordinator. That's what I said.
But it don't matter what you think now because we are champions.
You a Colts fan. Y'all remember.
I'm a Chiefs fan tonight.
On that episode. Y'all remember that episode? That if you go back and listen to that last episode, go to the part where he said, we ain't going to talk about the Super Bowl because we might not even watch it because I'm a Colts fan. That's what he said. Now, you ain't hear that come out of my mouth. You ain't hear that come out of my mouth at all. But when you get to that part, you stop listening right then and there. Pause it. Get out of it. Right then and there. Because Patrick, my homeboy, is a Super Bowl champion at 24 years old. Tom Brady, who?
Speaking of Tom Brady, what happened to your boy Jimmy G out there, man? He was doing good the first half, but that fourth quarter came in, boy. He choked like James Harden, my guy.
Oh, so, you know,
Jimmy G, what happened?
Yeah.
I ain't seen no G in Jimmy in the fourth quarter.
Oh.
I saw all bitch.
Debo Samuel. Let's talk about Debo Samuel.
Debo was balling, man.
Debo was balling, you know what I'm saying? That fullback, number 44 with the very German Russian name. Jusevic.
There was one guy on the name. His name was like the punter. It was Wish. It was like German, Russian, and Jewish.
Wishmaker.
Yeah, it was like Wishmaker. It was like Shoe Wishmaker or some shit like that. It was very interesting. Yeah, fourth quarter, Jimmy G definitely did not show up.
Jimmy G, you know, great effort, young man. You got a lot of work you still got to do. Well, I can't even say
he's
young
not
man.
Brady.
You know. I never put you on that pedestal.
Can't.
I thought you was gonna do okay.
You can't shine his shoes.
But
what if Brady goes to San Francisco and they win the Super Bowl next year? That'd be fucking hilarious. That'd be amazing.
I think it's the coach's fault. And you know, the referees missed a lot of calls out there too. You even questioned the pass interference call.
I did.
That they did on the defense. And then they missed a late hit call.
But they called into the, you know, whatever his name is up in heaven, wherever that dude is.
That guy is paid, you know.
By the NFL to make calls. Yeah, you're right.
Not the NFL. Buffalo Wild Wings. You know, they want to stay longer, drink a little bit more. They call that guy to make some terrible calls. You ain't never seen them commercials? That shit real. It goes down at Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's that one question we call. But, I mean, the guy called in. They always call into him. He said it was good.
He don't know everything.
He's like
he's not God.
He's the officiating God. He is. He's over officiating. That's what he does.
And he missed the same call against the Saints. Let's just keep it real. That guy don't know nothing what he talk about. He shouldn't even get paid.
Well, he don't make the calls. He just makes sure he lets us understand the calls.
He ain't understand what he was talking about. Let me tell you something about these referees. They were just letting them boys out there play. It was just terrible playing. They were just playing back. They were playing football. Just let the boys play. That somebody grandma was in the stands. Let them chill and play. That's what was going on, and that's what happened.
In the stands, actually. Yeah, Jay-Z eating French fries next to Beyonce. That's
Jay-Z
a great way
was,
to eat French fries.
I'm not gonna lie. If you gonna eat you some French fries, especially French fries looking that good, eat some good looking French fries by a good looking woman.
I wonder if like Jay-Z does. He has a deal with the NFL, him and Roc Nation. I wonder if he has to pay for like fries and beers and shit.
Them fries look free. The way he was enjoying them, he was eating two at a time. If you paid for them fries, you eat one at a time.
He's a billionaire. I don't think he's stressing on no fries.
You eat them one at a time. If you had to pay for them fries at the Super Bowl, them $20 fries. They look right. Seasoned. Look like a little bit of paprika, some garlic powder, onion powder, black pepper, salt.
Anywho, I don't know where we're going with this.
Good looking fries. A lot of people was in Miami this weekend, man.
Too many people.
Yeah, man.
A lot of robbers was out there, too.
We really couldn't even get a park, a hotel, so we just came back home.
That was you. I just flew in. You know, I got a private jet. I flew in around third quarter. I was like, yeah, this shit over with. All right, I knew what was going to happen. Patrick Mahomes, he had shot me a text like, yeah, we got him right where we want him. I was like, all right, my guy, I love him. I just watched it on the plane.
Time out. Pause.
What's up?
If you was on a private jet, you watched it on the plane, how you know what I said in the second quarter?
Because I left in the third quarter. I said that.
So we watched it together in Miami and then left, even though I said I couldn't find a park or a hotel, so I went back home.
You caught me. You caught me red-handed. Or did you catch yourself?
I'm good.
Who's the liar?
Who's the liar?
Who's the liar?
My Kansas opinion. City defense is a liar. They lied to me the whole time. They told me that they were going to do squat diddly.
They didn't really.
Then Honey Badger Joker went on the sideline with the yelling and screaming and cussing, talking about he was going to take everybody grills and sleep with all their baby mamas. And that's when they started tightening up.
All right, we're going to cut this episode short.
No, we ain't, because Kansas City is full of gangsters and weed smokers. They need to be tested. They ain't feel no pain because they on that ganja.
What?
They on that ganja. They ain't got no pain because they on that CBD THC right here. You heard me. Test Kansas City.
I mean, they can go ahead and they can test them. The season over. I don't know what you're trying to accomplish with
these tests. If the whole team get busted, you got to take away the championship. It automatically goes to the 49ers or the Pittsburgh Steelers. All I'm saying is
the Pittsburgh Steelers.
All I'm saying is
Antonio Brown. He was definitely in Miami for the Super Bowl.
Time out. Wait a minute. Time out. Antonio Brown, last team, was the New England Patriots, the Empire, the Dark Side.
He was with y'all for what, 6 years?
I don't remember that.
I'm sure you do, actually.
We ain't win no rings. I don't remember that.
Y'all went to the playoffs with him? No,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Come on, man. Don't disrespect that man's production to the team.
Wait a minute. Let me say this. Pittsburgh beat Kansas City. We the national champions.
You kind of No, that's not
We the world champions.
That's not how this game
That's
works.
How it went.
But your guy, Antonio Brown, was definitely in Miami.
That is not my guy. My guy, his name is Bud Dupree.
Who?
Bud Dupree.
Who the hell is Bud Dupree?
A linebacker.
There's some interesting names out there, man. Was it Debo Samuel?
Debo Samuel.
You know he got to be black. Debo Samuel.
First of all, I got a question.
Ain't no
Debo
white man
Samuel family.
Debo.
Why y'all name that boy that? Now, I thought it was a stretch with Dabo Swinney.
That's actually pretty nice. Dabo Swinney. I like that.
Debo Samuel?
Debo.
Debo.
I'm guessing he was pouring around probably 95. When did Friday come out? Whenever Friday came out.
Hey, I bet their other son name is Smokey and Craig.
If they name their son Smokey, we got to talk to somebody. We're going to have to. We gotta put in a call, man. It was interesting. You got Debo Samuel. What's the other guy's name? It was Green Lake or Greenwood. Green Mile. Was
Green
it?
Law. Green Law.
Yeah.
He laid down the law. 49ers did have a lot of weird names out there. I tell you.
They already got Garoppolo, Jimmy G.
Jimmy G. The kicker name was Gallo.
I thought they had the German, Russian, Jewish.
I said the kicker, not the punter.
Oh, yeah. Those are two different positions. Same position, different position.
Yeah.
Interesting names, man. But shouts out again to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Before we leave, let's talk about J-Lo and Shakira. Making us all take risks.
I didn't watch it. I didn't enjoy it at all.
I ain't gonna say the music was good. I ain't see the music.
I didn't know any of Shakira's songs really. I knew a few of the J Lo songs. Whoa. We can't afford that. Stop. What you doing?
I ain't say no lyrics.
Okay.
I just did a melody.
We ain't can't afford that.
And I stopped. I ain't even go to the whole part that everybody know. That's the only song I was familiar with. I ain't really a big Hispanic music song person.
You fucked that all up.
I'm not a fan of the Hispanic music.
You trying to be PC and you fucking all up.
I'm not a big fan of the Latino music. You know what I'm saying? So I must say this.
Then he brings an accent.
I do enjoy the dancing. Those hips were just moving and wiggling.
Yeah, Shakira now. Hey,
I'm trying to tell you, boy. Shakira got their moves for you.
Them hips was. There was a lot of gyrating on that stage.
As in the words of Drake and French Montana, you wanna see it? You wanna see it? There it go.
Sipping on the drink.
I'm telling y'all, man. If you
it was kind of long though for Shakira's part. Because they said it was from what my perspective. I thought like J Lo was gonna be like the headliner.
Oh,
it was like half and half really.
I thought they could have added a little bit more African music taste to it also.
I want
to
hear some rap music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. There's a lot of hip-hop artists out there that can speak a little Espanol. Especially, and jump back and forth. You got D-Smoke, Kendrick Lamar. Anybody on the West Coast can do it. The Game. I don't think y'all want The Game at the Super Bowl. He might call out some people names. But, you got a lot of people that can dibble and dabble on both sides.
I know the Latina presence is strong in Miami, man, but they didn't have, like, all the rappers were, like,
yeah,
Latino rappers.
Yeah, you could have had DJ Khaled. Not rap, but
I was looking for Diddy, man,
people.
You know what I'm saying? J-Lo
Diddy.
Out there, I'm trying to start
you
a little
Wayne,
controversy.
You got Ross.
Especially Wayne had the album drop, we talked about that. Not a good album, but he could have performed
He could have played Dreamer. Performed Dreamers,
He could have performed some Lollipop, some old.
Yeah, some old. J-Lo performed nothing but old music.
She ain't got no new music.
Her and Shakira.
When the last time J-Lo had a song?
Shakira Hills.
That was, I guess that was a highlight for you.
Man, that was like watching a waterfall on a bright sunny day in Jamaica. I enjoyed myself.
Well, you mean Mexico or Puerto Rico?
No, I was in Jamaica.
Well, she wasn't there with you. I was somebody else.
I said the waterfall.
So where does Shakira fall into this?
She represents all that in one.
So it was in Mexico?
No. Let me have my peace.
I'm just trying to make sense of it all, man.
Really enjoy.
It was all right.
The football game.
Yeah, the football. This is
that
this
was a
year,
good. Yeah, that was a great football game. It was on the edge. It was to the last minute.
It was
last
a good
two
one.
Minutes.
Last year's was suspect. We had the Rams and Patriots. That was boring.
Yeah, it was defensive
half
game.
Halftime show was boring.
Yeah.
So before that. It was the Patriots again, wasn't it?
It
was the Patriots.
Yeah, it was the Patriots and
was it? It wasn't the Falcons. It was the Patriots and Eagles, right?
Yep. Eagles won that. I don't remember that halftime show. Actually,
I don't either.
Oh well, moving on to life. So yeah, good game, man. That was exciting. Enjoyed watching it this year. Actually, even though my team wasn't there, it was very stress relieving. And shout outs to Patrick Mahomes, man. That guy's
boy. See my boy Shay Sharp got to say in the morning.
You already know what we going to say. My boy, my homeboy, came up, showed out, and proved us all wrong. Just like I said he would.
You and Shannon full of shit. Shouts out to Shannon Sharp. That's my guy.
Yeah. Big shout out to Undisputed, one of the best sports
shows.
No,
just Shannon. Just Shannon.
Skip actually makes the show also. I like both of them.
I don't like Skip.
I like when you say Skip, and I like Skip biased point of views. Like, he is very biased, and I like the way he stick with it. He slams his fist on the table, and I love the episode when he came back to Kawhi Leonard. Come on, now.
Skip Bayless is full of shit, just like Stephen A. That's why they was on the show together, and they had to break him up. It was too much shit on one stage.
You full of shit.
I'm just saying, man. Stephen A. always yelling. Skip Bayless is racist against LeBron James.
Whoa, that's now.
I didn't say he was racist. I said he was racist against LeBron.
He just don't think LeBron play good defense.
The only black man in the world he don't like is LeBron James.
He don't dislike LeBron. He just thinks LeBron could be a lot better. And which I understand what he's saying. Stop passing the ball. Shoot, LeBron. Shoot.
My boy got 3 rings.
Fuck Kobe everybody. Got 6.
5.
5. Michael Jordan got 6. What's but you want to call him the GOAT?
What's your point? There's different eras.
My different thing eras. Is this. Shoot, LeBron. Shoot.
Different eras. Whoa, we not going to act like Jordan didn't pass to Steve Kerr in the corner or John Paxson in the corner. All right.
But when it
we
counted, Jordan
like
took
that.
The shot.
No, they show you the highlights of when Jordan took the shot.
That's when it counted.
Jordan missed a lot of them game winners as well. LeBron is actually the most clutch percentage in the playoffs. If we're going to talk about stats and percentages, LeBron
Paul
is.
Paul Pierce.
What? He's going to be to the playoffs like 3
Paul
times.
Paul Pierce.
Like 3 times.
Paul Pierce.
3 times.
Pierce.
All right. We're not going to do that. We're not going to talk about LeBron like that. LeBron is still the GOAT.
I'm just saying Skip got a valid argument. Free throws and defense is something that LeBron need to work on. Now, he's been playing good defense lately. Don't get me wrong.
When Michael Jordan beats one of the greatest teams of all time, then we can speak.
He didn't have to because he was part of it.
Good point. Good point. Great point. Great point.
Thank you.
But.
Thank you.
It's not LeBron's fault. It's blame the GM.
I'm not bad.
He had one
LeBron.
Of the greatest coaches of all time. He had another top 50 player on his team in Scottie Pippen. I like Kyrie. He ain't a top 50 player.
He will be one day.
Nah.
Come on now. He got the mama mentality, according to you.
No, I'll say
now
this.
You said he had that it factor.
He
that's
has,
what you said.
He has the it factor when it comes to offense. That's it. He don't do shit on defense. He can't stay healthy. He's not a leader. We saw him try to lead in Boston. What'd he do? He let that ship right into the Boston Harbor.
He pulled the tea out with it.
He drank the tea and pulled the shit over the shit overboard.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something about Kyrie. Why we on Kyrie? Kyrie is the most mentally dysfunctional human being I ever met in my whole entire life. First of all, the boy ain't get a good education. I don't know what they teach people in Australia, but that boy think the world is flat. That boy crazy. That boy is slow.
Well, he went to Duke, so.
They got pictures of the earth, and that jump round as a ball.
They have pictures of other planets.
This joker said it's flat, and he still believe that. And you want me to.
There are a lot of flat earthers out there, actually.
All y'all flat earthers that listen to our podcast, I want you to know this.
We love you.
Nope, this is raw and unapologetic. It's
we
in
love
the description.
You. Download every episode. Always come back.
It is already in the description what I'm about to say.
We need fans.
Take your ass back to school. Learn some shit. I'm tired of teaching y'all stuff. Goddamn thing round.
All I'm saying is Christopher Columbus thought the earth was flat as well. He got a goddamn holiday. So
that joke is stupid too.
He got a holiday though.
And he was a rapist.
He has a holiday.
Just and saying. He killed a lot of indigenous people.
Indigenous?
Indigenous.
Indigenous?
It's indigenous.
It's indigenous.
Indigenous? Indigenous? You know what I'm talking about.
You making up words, my nigga.
What?
Indigenous.
The niggas that was here before everybody else. Boom.
The first niggas.
Patrick Mahomes people.
He's white and black.
Arrowhead. Oh. It took these jokers 50 years.
No. It took Patrick Mahomes 3 years. Get it right.
It took the whole franchise 50 years. Get to the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, the 49ers ain't won a championship in what, 20 years? No, 30 years.
I'm not a 49ers fan, so I don't care what they done.
We had a lot of new teams in the Super Bowl this year.
Well, we only had 2 new teams in the Super Bowl.
That's a lot. There's 2 teams. It can only be two teams. Both of them is a lot. We had a lot of new faces, you know.
We did. New coaches.
That was Andy Reid. That was his second time. No,
nope.
That was his first time.
That's his first ring ever.
I'm saying that first time in Super Bowl, too?
I don't know.
No, he went with the Eagles, didn't he? With McNabb. When they played against the Patriots, didn't he go? Was it, I thought they made yeah, I think he did. I think that's the second time in the Super Bowl.
He probably is the second, yeah.
Maybe. He's one of the greatest offensive coaches of all time.
Yeah. Defense. That's why I was surprised he lost. I mean, won, you know.
I always told you, man, bet on the stars, bro.
Yeah, I do.
You can't sit here and tell me that you really believe that Jimmy G was going to win that game.
I believe that Kansas City defense is going to lose that game.
That's not the question I asked you. I asked you if you think Jimmy G was going to win you that game.
Of course. I didn't think he was going to win a damn thing. I'll
tell you this. He lost it.
I thought he would be a good time manager.
Yeah, he managed the time great for Kansas City.
And then it was a bad call by the coach. Coach should have called the timeout at the halftime out before the when they were punting. He should have called the timeout. He would have had a minute, 30 seconds. He could have had an opportunity to score. Running the ball really good. Why would you not call the timeout?
They should have signed Antonio Brown. That's what San Francisco this year signed Antonio.
They wouldn't have been in the Super Bowl right now if they did that. Yeah, every team that has had Antonio Brown from 2019 to 2020 has not been in the Super Bowl. They have lost.
That's not really a fair argument.
That is.
It's like
Pittsburgh, Raiders, Patriots got eliminated, Saints got eliminated.
Saints didn't have him. He just tried out for
him. Hey, that was the wrong thing they ever could have did.
And the two of them teams was in the playoffs.
Mm-mm. I meant they ain't.
That's 50-50.
They ain't in the Super Bowl. That's what I mean to say. They ain't in the Super Bowl. Antonio Brown is a curse. He is a black plague. Have you seen that man toe? He is a witch.
That's a very, very specific stat. So that's all I'm saying. Very specific stat. Some seems like a little biased stat.
It's not biased. He's a little spicy. Even said it. The Joker tweeted, "Aha, my curse has worked." Ha ha. Exactly what he said. I'm just speaking of what Antonio said.
I don't know, man. I support Antonio Brown. Get healthy, brother.
He can support you. Black. I don't give a damn about you. You ruined my season. Fuck
Black,
you.
Black History Month. You think y'all would have went to the playoffs if y'all had Antonio?
Nope. He ain't a winner.
So how did he ruin the season?
He ruined the season last year.
Y'all would have went to the playoffs if you had Antonio last year?
Yeah, that was.
I mean, you got. Don't forget Le'Veon. He was out there too. Now.
Oh, don't get me wrong. There's a reason why he don't exist in my mouth. Fuck Le'Veon Bell, fucking up my seasons. I want money. Nigga, play football. What about the love of the game?
$20 million, love of the game. $20 million, love of the game. I'm gonna take that $20 million myself.
And look what he doing now.
You got $20 million.
That's all. Him and Ezekiel Elliott, straight garbage. They get their money and they just lazy. They eat. They ain't doing what LeBron and Conor McGregor doing. They ain't got Mamba mentality. They got rich nigga mentality. Get my money and sit. I want to make music.
Man,
sit down.
Let's not. Conor just got there. Let's see if he can sustain it. He just now started doing that. Let's not compare him to LeBron. You know. Let's not say he got Mamba mentality either because he didn't had
Well, Conor might have had that little downfall last year, but Conor McGregor is one of the greatest champions in all UFC UFC history. He is a legend. He is definitely a legend. He's the only person to hold two belts at the exact same time. I mean, he was the first person to do that. So, therefore, he is a legend.
I feel like he was the first person they gave the chance to.
No, I'm just saying Conor McGregor is a legend. Let's not disrespect Conor McGregor.
You telling me if they wouldn't give John the opportunity, they wouldn't do that?
I'm not going to allow you to disrespect Conor McGregor's legacy.
I'm not disrespecting Conor's legacy.
You
got to
know who he is. He is the notorious one. He is the guy, okay?
I'm not disrespecting
him. Give him his respect.
All I'm saying is,
if somebody told you, well, you know, Sean ain't win every match at WrestleMania, he ain't all that.
Wrestling's fake.
But you would still say that's disrespectful.
Not necessarily in terms of
winning.
Come
on, man. You're just defending this man as the greatest in the ring.
I'm saying winning
Brock
versus.
Lesnar is better than Shawn Michaels in the
ring.
We're
talking about winning versus an actual performance. Wrestling is more or less entertainment versus UFC
Connor's
where you're actually
winner,
trying
though.
To we're actually trying to kill somebody.
We don't really remember Conor's losses.
I do. He lost to Khabib. He lost to Nate.
That's all you got.
Those are the last, because he lost two matches in a row.
I'm just saying, that's all you got.
Tell me another legend in the UFC that's lost two in a row.
There's a couple of them. Chuck Liddell, Anderson
Silva. I'm talking about in their prime.
Chuck Liddell has lost two in a row in his prime.
No,
Anderson Silva has lost two in a row in his prime.
Chuck lost a lot towards the
Tito
latter
Ortiz
end.
Tito Ortiz has lost two in a row in his time.
Towards the latter end of their career. I'm talking about in their prime.
And Conor wasn't even in his prime when he lost to Khabib. You wouldn't count that as his prime. No. Carter was drinking and smoking right before that damn fight.
That don't mean that's not his prime. Just because you're not taking care of your body don't mean that's not your prime.
That's not your prime.
No, that's not. That's your prime. And you're not taking care of yourself.
That's your prime. You're not taking care of yourself. Your body's not in his prime.
Your
mind is not in his prime.
Your prime years.
He was not in the prime.
You taking care of yourself.
You see what he did when he's in his prime. When he in his bag. You see what he did. For all to say.
He was fighting Cerrone.
Cerrone is an undercard legend.
He's about 42.
Undercard legend.
He a mid-card legend. Don't forget that.
I said undercard.
He's
undercard.
Dolph Ziggler. He's Rey Mysterio.
That ain't real. That's what you just said.
Well, you want to compare it, you know what I'm saying?
All I'm saying is you ain't going to sleep on Conor McGregor's legs.
I'm not sleeping on Conor. All I'm
he's
saying.
He's a legend.
All I'm
when
saying
When I said
is,
he was a legend, you said, you did that little thing you do on the podcast.
All I'm saying is. I need to see Conor beat some of these guys in their prime right now. He got to beat Khabib. You got to beat Jorge.
That's ill Khabib.
You got to beat Usman.
That's Khabib beat Tony.
I got Khabib all the way. I'm taking Khabib on that one. I got to see that.
Don't
Conor
disrespect
Khabib.
Tony. Have you seen Tony fight?
I'm not.
Have you seen Tony fight?
I'm just saying. I got Khabib. That's who I got. That's my guy. That's what I'm rocking with in that fight.
He rocking with the undefeated guy.
I mean, I'd be smart too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, see, he doing all that stuff.
I'm 1-0 tonight. You know what I'm saying? I chose the Chiefs. You're 0-1.
I ain't 0-1. I ain't 0-1 nothing. You know what I'm saying? Patrick Mahomes all day.
All right. Greatest bullshit of all time. All I'm saying, I'm not saying Conor's not a legend. All I'm saying is now that he's focused, I need to see what he can really be. If now that he's focused and he's doing LeBron, he's spending the money on his body. If he goes out there and he beats Khabib and he beats Jorge, he's a bona fide legend. Right now, he's more or less.
You got to understand the people that he beat to get the way he at.
He's like Charles Oakley right
he
now.
He didn't just beat no name people to get where he at. He beat top tier fighters. It's just like when you lose though. You drop and you fall back and you have to build yourself back up. As with anything, he beat some really good people, some really great competitors.
He did.
Jose Addo is not no sleeper.
He did.
He beat a good guy in his prime.
He did.
So like I was saying, he's a bona fide legend because what he did at his time of fighting, he fought and he got two belts against prime fighters in his prime. And he held those belts, and he fought those belts. And, yeah, he lost to Nate, but he came back and did what? Whoop Nate ass. That's all I'm saying.
I got to see it against some of them top-tier guys now, man. That's all I'm saying.
I think he'll do it. First of all, Jorge got to beat Usman. And Usman got to beat Jorge to get to Conor. That's how I see it.
I think Usman's going to win out of those two.
You think he's going to beat Jorge?
I'm going to take Usman out of them two.
I say it like this, the same thing I said with Cowboy. If you can survive Jorge's storm and surviving the storm, I mean, if you can survive that storm, because Usman is a very patient fighter, and that's something I respect. I like Usman, don't get me wrong. But I think if he can survive the storm and land his punches correctly, he got him. Jorge is a really storm fighter. He throws him.
I really want to see the motherfucker fight Khabib. Any motherfucker that put that goddamn wig on his head after he fights you is motherfucking crazy. That's all I'm saying. He put that blonde fucking hairball wig on. Anybody put that shit on after they in a UFC fight, that motherfucker crazy. He ain't got it all up top. That's the shit I want to see.
I'm excited for Tony Ferguson versus Khabib.
I'm excited for that one as well. I want to see that. Because Tony Ferguson, he has the most wins in a row right now in the UFC.
Yep.
Most active wins. So he's no scrub at all.
Yep. You're right. And, a good little podcast for the weekend. Nothing really exciting happened. This weekend, we changed the rooms around here. That's about it. And the Super Bowl, everything shuts down for the Super Bowl.
Man, get that Tokyo Skies, man. It's on all the major streaming platforms: Apple Music, Spotify,
please
Tidal,
get Tokyo Skies,
YouTube,
by Black
Pandora, Market. iHeartRadio.
Please get the Tokyo
and Family
Skies.
Ties.
Family Ties is another track. Don't sleep on it. Really nice, like the bars is a good storytelling track by the Black Market. Please get those tracks. Pick them up, Apple Music. Spotify, anything you want, anything you're using, don't bootleg our shit. We will come for you. I promise you. We got people out here that'll tell us. We'll do something about it.
I don't know, man. We might drop something. next Friday or within this next week.
Drop what?
Some music, man. I got some shit to get off my chest.
Oh, man, we going
to
drop some music tonight.
I got to drop a track tomorrow, called Homeboy, man.
Man, we got tracks to drop all week, so definitely the creative juices are rumbling and rolling. I'm excited for the music that we're putting out.
My next track is going to be called My Homeboy.
That is not going to be the next track.
That's going to be my track.
That's probably going to be, yeah, it's going to be a solo project.
That's Commander Solo right there.
Because I will not be on that.
Yeah, we know, because you didn't think they was going to win.
No, because I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
We ain't talking about being a fan. We talking about respect. My homeboy, the GOAT.
I might have to get on that.
Nah, you good. We got it. I'm going to get Kendrick on it.
Okay, big money.
Get Kendrick Cole.
This the same guy that came from Miami in the private jet during the third quarter because Patrick, my homeboy, texted him and told him he got this.
Thank you for laying down the background. You're very correct. That's true. That's all true.
He also knew what I said in the second quarter, I was in the room because I couldn't afford a parking spot nor a hotel room.
I'm a prophet and a psychic, so, that's what I do.
Yeah, let him psychic prophet read your life. I promise you that shit gonna go down the drain.
I don't know, man. I said I got a lot of stars in NBA and music right now. That's all I'm saying. I shouted out your boy. I knew Kumpo was gonna be a star before anybody. That's all I'm saying.
I give him that.
There we go. There we go.
That's all I'm giving.
I was with my boy LeBron in St. Vincent, St. Mary's. I was with Stephen Davidson. I was with Kemba in UConn. I wasn't with Clay in.
Sure wasn't. You wasn't.
I wasn't with him in college. But when he was a rook, I was with him then. Yes, sir.
He just like light skinned people.
I actually don't. I like that melanin. I like the darkness.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You like melanin?
Yeah.
Y'all hear that, ladies? My man want them dogs.
He one of the melanin queens out there.
Oh.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
I might drop it. We're going to drop a song called Melanin Queens.
I'm down with
Valentine's
that.
Day.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, let's
yes,
do
sir.
It. Valentine's Day. Look out for that Melanin Queen.
I'm excited for that, man.
Yes, sir. But, man, we're going to get out of here, man. We're going to let y'all enjoy
definitely.
Y'all.
Hey, good. Be ready for the next weekend. John Jones will fight next weekend. So, y'all be ready for the podcast coming up for then.
Yes, sir, man. We'll see y'all on Friday. Hope you all enjoyed the Super Bowl. Have a great week at work. It's Black History Month.
Shakira,
so
Shakira, Shakira.
Black History Month.
Oh.
Not Shakira History Month. So be extra blackity black black at work for the next 26 days. 22nd. Yeah, be extra black.
Don't get fired messing with this man.
Watch Tyler Perry all day on your break. Watch Tyler Perry listening to a bunch of Kendrick Lamar, Black of the Bear, The Spit of the Juice. Martin Luther King had a dream.
I don't support this message.
Y'all have a great Black History Month. Enjoy your Sunday. Let's go, Chiefs.
God bless you.
Black Market, we out.
Go Mahomes.